This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar. The polling for assembly elections for 243 constituencies was held in two phases. The electronic voting machines, in which the electoral fortune of all 2,616 candidates have been sealed, are kept under tight security in strong rooms. Besides, CCTV surveillance and other security provisions have also been put in place. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, lauding the Union Cabinet decisions, has said that the credit guarantee scheme for exporters approved by the Union Cabinet yesterday will boost global competitiveness, ensure smooth business operations, and will help India become a self-reliant nation. He added that the Export Promotion Mission will improve export competitiveness, help MSMEs, first-time exporters and sectors that are labor-intensive. Mr. Modi mentioned that EPM brings together key stakeholders to build a mechanism that is outcome-based and effective. The Prime Minister further asserted that the Union Cabinet's decision of rationalization of royalty rates for critical minerals will boost sustainability and self-reliance. He highlighted that this move will strengthen supply chains and create new job opportunities. President Draupadi Murmu today witnessed a symbolic handover of cheetahs by Botswana for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. Botswana President Duma Boko was also present at this event at a nature reserve near Gaborone. The captured cheetahs, originally from Ghanzi, were released into a quarantine facility by experts from India and Botswana at the Mokolodi Nature Reserve. This marks a symbolic donation of cheetahs to India by Botswana. Botswana will be donating 8 cheetahs to India to assist in the regeneration of the cheetah population in India. President Murmu will also interact with the members of an Indian community in Botswana before concluding the ongoing visit today. The National Assessment and Accreditation Council issued a show cause notice to Al Falah University in Faridabad for displaying false accreditation on its website. The notice stated that the Al Falah University is neither accredited nor volunteered for Cycle 1 for assessment and accreditation, as has been publicly displayed on their website. The university is reportedly under scanner in connection with the Delhi blast case. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has said that the Lal Qila metro station will remain closed till further notice due to security reasons. In a social media post, it said that all other stations are functional as normal. The Lal Qila metro station was closed after the blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi on Monday. The Supreme Court bench of Chief Justice of India, B.R. Gawai, and Justice K. Vinod Chandran has directed the governments of Punjab and Haryana to file a status report on the measures taken to curb stubble burning, which contributes to the air pollution crisis in the Delhi NCR region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today expressed gratitude to South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun and Foreign Affairs Minister of Singapore Vivian Balakrishnan for expressing their support and solidarity after the Delhi blast incident. The longest government shutdown in the US has ended, with President Donald Trump signing the legislation passed by Congress to temporarily fund federal operations. The standoff between the Republicans and the Democrats that paralyzed the government for 43 days broke yesterday when the House of Representatives voted to approve the legislation passed by the Senate to end the stalemate. It was a setback for the Democrats, whose demands about extending subsidies for the health insurance program passed during former President Barack Obama's tenure and popularly known as Obamacare was not accepted. The government of India granted geographical indication registration for two traditional Lepcha musical instruments, Tungbuk and Pumtong Pulit, giving a major cultural boost to the Lepcha community of Sikkim. The GI registration certificates were formally presented yesterday during the first tribal business conclave held in New Delhi, organized by the Ministries of Culture, Tribal Affairs and Commerce and Industry. The 31st Kolkata International Film Festival concludes today with a program at the Rabindra Sadan Auditorium this evening. Royal Bengal Tiger Trophy will be given to best films and best directors, with cash prize in the international and Indian films categories. Also, there is a different Asian select category. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.